83, or find them on Facebook, Millbrook Family Chiropractic, 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Everybody shut up.
Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A dozen former top intelligence officials have signed a letter denouncing President Trump's decision to take away former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance as an attempt to stifle free speech. Brennan's been outspokenly critical of the president. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, though, says he deserved to have that clearance taken away.
Former directors should act if they're still a member of the organization. Mr. Brennan has gone way over the line.
The letter signed by officials from the Reagan, George W. Bush, Clinton, and Obama administrations. A big military parade scheduled for Veterans Day weekend in Washington is now postponed until maybe sometime next year.
No official reason given yet. All this comes shortly after reports said the parade was looking to cost about $92 million. That's about three times the cost originally suggested by the White House.
Fox's Jill Nato in D.C. The American Legion says in a statement the parade money should be spent on current troops and their families. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Flowers are nature's most beautiful gift. And now there's Ama Roses. Nothing says I love you, or I hate you, or I've recorded our conversation without your knowledge and I'm going to share it with the world like a dozen long-stem, prickly Ama Roses. Order now, or she'll release another tape. Do it. Do it now, or else. The gift that just keeps giving. Ama Roses.
Wait a minute. Smell that? That's the weekend. It's almost here. Greg Budell, what are your plans for the weekend? What are you going to do?
Not a damn thing.
Jay Scott, I know you have the in-game chat show tomorrow. Do your co-hosts treat you okay?
They have treated me with a mixture of awe and disgust.
Emily Hayes, I know you'll probably suck back a couple of brews.
I can't suck anything right now.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what do you think of all this mess? And Rich Thomas, forget all this weekend plan stuff. What's the weather look like?
Nice segue.
Thank you. Is everybody ready to get this party started?
Release the hounds.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Yay, fun.
That's what we're here to have on this Talk 93.1 FM WACB. 7 minutes after six, taking attendance.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
That's me.
Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hey, so the rain chances are going up again today. We had better coverage on the showers and storms yesterday, and today, scattered to numerous showers and storms will be around with limited sunshine and a high around 91. I had only 2/100ths of an inch yesterday. I came within a half mile of really extremely heavy rain.
I'm sure we had more than that here.
Yeah.
We had 1800ths, so okay. We were right in the same edge of the storm, I guess.
So it's feast or famine again, folks, but there'll be a lot more towns that get drenched today than yesterday. The high today, 91. Tonight's low, 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, be flexible with your plans, especially if you have any outdoor plans. Oh, well, I don't know, maybe a birthday pool party or anything, something like that. Scattered to numerous showers and storms around.
Thanks.
Locally, heavy downpours. Some towns will get a lot, others not so much. Highs mostly in the upper 80s. Monday and Tuesday, still a generous supply of scattered storms, but get this, and listen to me now and believe me later. Next week, a rare summer front by the middle of the week moves through Alabama and goes all the way through with some nice relief back behind it. What is the relief? Well, wipes the storms off the radar, takes the humidity down dramatically, sends us back into the upper 60s at night. Yeah, something to get excited about. Middle of next week, the front moves through. Right now, this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour, incredible humidity, and 73 degrees at 6:09.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the First Lady of Soul, the dynamic and most gracious queen, Miss Aretha Franklin.
That last segment there from the Kennedy Center Honors back in 2015. We found a clip yesterday, and it's on my Facebook page if you're an Aretha fan or you want a great behind-the-scenes look. You know, because Aretha, while she lived in Detroit, was not a Motown artist. She had a stronger connection to Alabama than she did Motown when it came to producing her music.
In fact, she was on Atlantic.
Yeah.
She was not on Motown.
But she was on Columbia for 5 years, and they let her go.
Yeah, how about that stuff?
And Jerry Wexler, who had a real penchant for saying, well, it may not have worked there, but I know how to make it work for me, picked her up for Atlantic, and they went to Muscle Shoals.
They did a lot of work in Muscle Shoals.
And it was really interesting. Why? Because this was done at a time when, you know, segregation was still pretty strong. Mm-hmm. So she didn't exactly get a ton of cooperation from the band, but together they found a sound that worked for her. And it's a really interesting clip.
And you'll find it on my Facebook page. With the Swampers backing her up, you know. Hey, so now in history...
What are you waiting for?
What?
You look like you're waiting for me to do something.
No, no.
So now this day in history... Oh, I love your your breakfast plate downstairs. Yeah. But this date in history, in August 16th, now you got Babe Ruth died.
Yeah.
Elvis died. Mm-hmm. And Aretha died.
Aretha died, yeah. Maybe we'll be a little more nervous next year on the 16th. Sure was a great day for the money folks yesterday. Brent McDonald was like on cloud nine yesterday when we talked to him late in the afternoon.
The stock market went crazy.
Yeah, and I guess they've got some new NAFTA agreement in place now. So he kind of indicated that the sky's the limit. So there's some optimism there.
Do you trust Brent's his choices, the choices he makes?
I do. He, you know, he's not a he's responsible for other people's money, so he's not a gambler.
Right.
So his move is to help it grow and protect at the same time.
Do you trust his choice in football teams too?
Who's he support?
The one I'm wearing today on my shirt.
Yeah. That's a fine school.
It's a excellent. It's a fine veterinary excellent college school. There, the Vulture School, whatever it is. Awesome.
The Vulture School.
What do they call it? The Birds of Prey? I don't know.
The Vulture School.
Claims like that. Hey, speaking of
more vulture
predatory creatures.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
The last couple of days, there have been a couple of stories about people who went hiking and biking and got into actually some tragic trouble in one case. Here's a guy, 40-year-old Matt Matheny of Warren, Ohio, went hiking in Washington State near Mount St. Helens and got lost. Had to survive on two things, berries and bees. That's what saved his life. He was rescued by helicopter, tracking dogs, and a drone. Found him. He's going to be okay.
When I'm lost hiking on a mountain, dehydrated and hungry, keep myself alive by eating bees. I thought they might be tasty, 'cause they're so good at making honey, but you just get stung while eating bees.
Dan Black is, huh?
Howard Dean gives everything.
Our buddy Dan Black and Mr. Electric still looking for full and part-time electricians. If you're retired, want to work a few hours a week for a great guy and become part of a great team, call Dan a little bit later today at 399-0059. That's 399-0059 for all other electrical needs and services, upfront pricing, and all the great things they do at Mr. Electric. That number is 269-8886 or visit MrElectric.com. Quarter past.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a man who was shot Wednesday night died. 19-year-old Terrell Grant was shot in the 800 block of Claremont Avenue and later died. Police say another man was shot, but his injuries are not life-threatening. So far, no arrests have been made. The Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Department needs your help finding a missing man. They say 68-year-old Dwight Smith was last seen around 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at his home at Slaughter's Crossing in Camp Hill. If you know where he is, call the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Department. And Mayor Todd Strange says he will not run for re-election next year. Strange has been mayor of Montgomery for 10 years. He says he will gladly talk to any candidates who are running, but will not endorse anyone. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, sunshine.
Who are you?
I'm a big fan of the show.
Big fan. Huge fan.
I listen to a lot of radio.
This show is
being broadcast live all over the world.
It is Friday morning.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, it's Friday.
Yay.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
No more waiting.
It's showtime.
It is. We have our first caller of the morning. And don't forget, in the Emily segment at the end of the show, all callers qualify for
some... Oh, my God, that's today.
Yes.
Oh, my... Oh.
It's Friday already.
Wow.
We find the legal eagle and local heartthrob, yes. Chad.
Does that mean I qualify?
Yes, you do.
Awesome. What do I get if I win? Do
Even
I,
though you're a rich attorney...
No, I'm a defense attorney, remember?
I know. That's why I set that up for you, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that. That's a softball right on the T-ball down there.
Yes.
Hey, Aretha Franklin. Wow, what a voice, huh? I just wish Facebook didn't have every song is just a natural woman. I mean, because she had like 73 hits.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Listen, Chad, you're obviously not friends with me on Facebook because my Aretha jam was Freeway of Love. That's the pink Cadillac
there
song that
go.
I was talking about yesterday, by the way.
There you go. That's the way to
that
do it.
That was my jam as a kid, man. I loved that song so much.
You know what's amazing about her voice, though, is that, and you just played that clip from the Kennedy Center Awards in 2015, her voice was the same as when she was young. I mean,
yes.
It was so strong.
Yeah.
She was.
And we were talking about that yesterday in general because the Happy Together tour that was here so recently featured some very unique voices, and they still are pretty much what we heard 40, 50 years ago from the same people. Chuck Negron, especially on Oxygen, was no less than amazing.
Well, Gladys Knight's still really good. I mean, she's excellent. I mean, that whole era of Motown hits, and I know Aretha was an Atlantic Records, not Motown, but she grew up in the same neighborhood with all the Motown folks. So.
Right, but remember, Gladys Knight would have been nothing without the Pips.
Yeah, it's right, man. You gotta. How'd you like to walk around and say, "What was your job?" I was a Pip. You know, it's like. What?
By the way, if you've never seen the Muscle Shoals documentary, it is just incredible, and you'll see Aretha talking about her Muscle Shoals experience.
Yeah, there are two music documentaries on Netflix which are must for every audiophile. Yeah. One is the Muscle Shoals, and the other is the Eagles. documentary.
I don't know. What
I know. I heard that, Emily.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Chad, we got to run. I appreciate the call. The whatever service has, is it 10 or 20 feet from glory? The background singer's story. The people who sang behind the stars.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a documentary everybody should watch, too, if you love music.
Did you know?
And we have to add one more, but go ahead.
Did you know that Sheryl Crow, speaking of background singer, Sheryl Crow is a background singer for Michael Jackson?
That I did not know.
How about that? I knew something.
One more documentary that has to be added to that list: the Funk Brothers, the Funk Brothers. It's the group that played on every Motown.
Really,
the backup group, like the Swampers in Muscle Shoals.
Mm-hmm.
The Funk Brothers. You got to see it.
Before we head down to the traffic dungeon, I will be going straight from this radio station to Adam's Drugs. There are 12 locations around the river region. I switched over 5 years ago. I love them. I also can tell you with certainty that wherever you're, if you're a box store pharmacy customer and you feel like they don't know you from the next person that walks in the door, and you're tired of long waits and inconvenience, or they don't seem to fight too hard for you on copays and things like that, get with a team that's out to build a relationship with you, treat you right, and stores that feature not only great gift shops and all your over-the-counter needs, but if what you need to feel better is a peanut butter cup and a Diet Coke, well, guess what? You can prescribe that for yourself right there at Adams Drugs. I love the group at my location. It's not as close to my house as one of the others, but I've gotten to know Lamar and Miranda and everybody out there over the years, and just I feel like I would betray them if I went somewhere else. If you don't feel the same way about your pharmacist, consider Adams Drugs. You'll get that personal treatment at all 12 locations, and you can find the one nurse Joe by going to adamsdrugs.net. At 6:21, so tomorrow, a little party for LaDonna Brooks may be more like for LaDonna Rivers.
Well,
or floods.
You know how that works. It's feast or famine. We could get lucky.
Hey, I have to drive to Atlanta tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Can you...
Leaving early would be a better option.
If you would have told me on Tuesday.
Dadgummit.
It's too late.
I didn't want to exploit our friendship.
Yeah.
All right, 6:22, and here's a first look at the roads of Mr.
Waka,
traffic
waka.
Is brought to you by Formal Outings for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rick Walker, Fort Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Happy Friday to you. Everything's looking pretty good as we get started out this morning. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all your major roadways around the capital city are okay so far. The national clearance event going on at Reinhard Toyota. Go to ReinhardToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. That's at ReinhardToyota.com. Fort Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
You don't have to be popular to have everyone like you.
Who are you?
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
Well, I haven't said anything worth hearing.
Impact Live presents Kenny G, live in concert. Multi-platinum selling, Grammy award winning, Kenny G. October 25th, 8 p.m., Montgomery Performing Arts Center. A night of all your favorites. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at MPAC Box Office, 334-481-5100, and at Ticketmaster.com. Kenny G in concert. Visit KennyG.com for more. Presented by MPAC Live.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
These past 4 days sure left me exhausted, I swear.
Truck going eastbound at 85. Send that down to the traffic dungeon and see what's going on. In the meantime, with the timeline for the 17th of August, here's Rich Thomas.
229th day of the year, 136 days remain.
Mm-hmm. Was that the right?
It wasn't the one that, that you like. You think that there is a prescribed one for Friday? It's just been coincidental.
Really?
No.
That's it. That's the jam.
Good morning, everybody. Your timeline on WLS. Getting it set for Chicagoland.
Yeah.
This is a Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Oh, wow.
And that is a little tease of our song of the day. You know, black cats are considered good luck in some countries. For instance, in Germany.
Germany?
Germany.
What's wrong with the black cats we got? It's I Love My Feet Day.
Okay. Well, why do they celebrate that in Germany?
I know nothing. Nothing.
And it's National Thrift Shop Day.
I found some really great things in thrift stores.
1877, Billy the Kid kills his first man. Billy, it is uncertain how many men he killed, but he said he killed one for every year of his life when he was 21. He said that. Nothing to be proud of, Rusty, or Billy. 61 years ago in 1957, get this, Richie Ashburn of the Philadelphia Phillies hits a foul ball that accidentally nailed Alice Roth in the stands. It broke her nose. So as Roth is being taken out on a stretcher, Ashburn hit her again with another foul ball.
Unbelievable. The odds on that are astronomical.
Jeez. 58 years ago, 1960, the Beatles began a three-month engagement in Hamburg, Germany. It's their first appearance outside of England, and that's kind of where they developed their stage act and musical chops. 64 on this date, The Kinks, You Really Got Me Now, was released. We ought to do that. I haven't done that yet. I haven't done anything from The Kinks. No, we did Lola one time.
I do. The Kinks are great.
Yep. 1968, The Rascals, formerly The Young Rascals, started a five-week run at number one with one of my favorite songs by them. We've never done it as our song of the day because it has a 0-0 intro. People Gotta Be Free. Hmm. 49 years ago, 1969, it's Sunday. Category 5 Hurricane Camille bearing down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast would hit tonight. Winds estimated at 175, gusting to 200. All-time record 30-foot storm surge. That's where the ocean rises 30 feet, and there are waves on top of that. Wiped out several towns.
Pretty much filled the whole Gulf of Mexico, because that was one of the first hurricanes they had a full satellite on.
My daddy and I, it's the first one I tracked. We stayed up all night with a big hurricane tracking map listening to WWL. And while that was going on, it's day three at Woodstock, upstate New York near Bethel, with over 400,000 attending, wallowing in the mud. Some of the Sunday acts were Joe Cocker, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and late that night, the band was on stage. 41 years ago in 1977, after the death of the King, Elvis Presley, FTD reported that the one-day number of orders of flowers to be delivered to Graceland surpassed the number for any other event in the company's history. Now, our song of the day, and tomorrow night at ASF, the Fifth Dimension and the Spinners will be on stage. So, what do you say we make the Spinners our song of the day? You heard a little bit of this a little while ago. They came out in the month of 72 with this one. Five guys from Detroit who actually got their fame in Philly, teaming up with the famous Tom Bell. He wrote this one and produced it. Classic Philadelphia sound, Spinners. I'll be around. Students, you stop talking here.
Is I know the Fifth Dimension is going to be here.
Yeah, isn't that pretty cool? The Spinners in the Fifth Dimension tomorrow night at ASF.
I'd love to see that show. I saw the Fifth Dimension in 69. It's one of my first concerts.
I love Up, Up, and Away, which is a Jimmy Webb song. But they had a bunch of pretty good songs. Can You Surrey Down? Stone Soul Picnic.
Stone Soul Picnic, but... honestly, the soaring harmonies of Aquarius.
That's the sunshine in, yeah. 1974, they did not do this song. Paper Lace did it. The Night Chicago Died.
A song filled with Chicago inaccuracies. It was a joke. Yeah. There were stations, one of the stations, I forget what it was, CFL, LS, wouldn't play it.
Yeah. 39 years ago in 1979, Vivian Vance, who played Ethel Mertz on I Love Lucy, died. 26 years ago in 1992, Wayne Newton filed for bankruptcy, owing $20 million to 200 creditors. He blamed the recession on his problems. Yeah, right. We've all gone through those $20 million recession problems. 20 years ago in 1998, President Clinton gave a grand jury testimony via closed-circuit TV from the White House regarding his relations with Monica Lewinsky. He admitted... his relations were wrong. Yeah, they were. Robert De Niro, happy birthday. He's 75 today. Godfather, of course, Goodfellas. The list goes on and on. Sean Penn is 58 today. Donnie Wahlberg is 49. Belinda Carlisle, we got to beat. Hey, we got to beat. She's 60. Mae West... died in 1980. She, her classic lines include, "A hard man is good to find. When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better. And is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?" 14 days till Labor Day weekend and the Predictathon.
How exciting.
The next day is football.
Woo-hoo.
41 days till the birthday of one Gregory Benjamin. Was that a hot key?
I suppose I should be glad just to be having
them. Yeah, right. That's right. It's beats the alternative, right? 98 days we are till Thanksgiving. 131 days gifts under the tree at Christmas. And 1 month later, 162 days away, another late gift under the tree, so to speak. I now pronounce you man and wife. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Hello. I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
Yeah, I think you were done 20 years ago.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A dozen former top intelligence officials have signed a letter denouncing President Trump's decision to take away former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance as an attempt to stifle free speech. Brennan's been outspokenly critical of the president. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, though, says he deserved to have that clearance taken away.
Former directors should act if they're still a member of the organization. Mr. Brennan has gone way over the line.
A letter signed by officials from the Reagan, George W. Bush, Clinton, and Obama administrations. A big military parade scheduled for Veterans Day weekend in Washington is now postponed until maybe sometime next year.
No official reason given yet. All this comes shortly after reports said the parade was looking to cost about $92 million. That's about three times the cost originally suggested by the White House.
Fox's Jill Nato in D.C. The American Legion says in a statement the parade money should be spent on current troops and their families. Fox News. You report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
I hope you get a chance to watch my early morning video. If you just watch it every once in a while, this would be a good day to check it out. There's a lot of good stuff. For instance, wait till you see Future Radar tomorrow. It looks pretty active. And something new in the tropics to watch called Invest99L, and a rare summer front next week.
Sounds like an info.
But wait, there's more.
I swear, you know.
But wait, and you there's
get
more.
You get two of these. Just pay separate shipping and handling. All right. So today, limited sunshine, scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially this afternoon and this evening, with a high today around 91. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, you know, be flexible. Scattered to numerous showers and storms around. Locally heavy downpours. Sometimes a town will get a lot of rain. Other towns, not quite as much. You know the way that works. It's uneven in the summertime. Upper 80s for a high, then Monday and Tuesday. Still a generous supply of storms, but, you know, middle of the week, a front moves through the state. So stand by. Late week, next week could be really a nice feeling. Southeast winds at 5 miles per hour now. Cloudy skies at 73 at 636.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
If you're up early, got a little extra time, why not head down? Baumhauer's downtown opens at 7 o'clock for breakfast. And if you love Baumhauer's for lunch or dinner, you'll love that. That's in the RSA building at 201 Union. It's actually a faster trip from this radio station between Carmichael and Perry Hill to that location. I've made it there in like 6-7 minutes sometimes. Uh-huh. I'm on 85. There's no stopping.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can park underground for free and enjoy some awesome meals. The Breakfast Bowl series, they have the, you know, if you like big, I mean really big pancakes, highly absorbent too.
Huge.
You could almost hear them sucking the syrup in when you put it on. They've got that. Your favorite breakfast meats from Conecuh and Jimmy Dean. And excellent service. 32 screens to watch whatever you want to watch. I hope you'll be watching us in a couple of minutes when we join up with Alabama Rising. That's Baumhauer's downtown. If you'd like to peruse the menu ahead of time, go to Baumhauer's.com and just look at Adet Kim. As Emily Hayes likes to say. Oh, there's, when's that going to get replaced?
The old picture?
Yeah.
Whenever Heath is done touching up our pictures.
So he's working.
Touching up.
He's photoshopping the background so it's smooth.
Can he paint some Botox over my eyes?
I looked at some of the photos that he took on the screen of his camera, and we all look freaking fantastic.
Well, what do you know?
Well, of course you are on codeine, too.
We look fantastic.
I'm shocked.
Me too.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic all clear all around the area. No problems on either interstate system. The boulevard is okay. Looks like Atlanta Highway's doing real good. The 31s are clear. And Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, they're all clear as well. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training, and you have the desire, so make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
It's showtime.
So, Olivia's off today, so Jolia is filling in for Olivia this morning. Here we go. In about 10 seconds.
table, and it was just really time to
forgot what I was
to sort
do.
Through it all.
I put all my mail on my desk.
Yeah.
And then, like,
the
shredding party is just...
All right, yeah. Here we go, folks. 3, 2, 1. And
Blue Water is ready.
Standing by.
Standing by.
How
standing
do we? How normally we're like at the last second with this, and today we're early.
Yeah, we're just
go figure. Today, yeah.
There we go. Brighten your morning, energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40, and it's Friday!
Woo!
But if you're like me, you always feel like the weekends evaporate in the blink of an eye.
So here are a few things you can do to have a better weekend. Compress your chores so they don't take over your whole entire weekend. Put the phone and computer away for a couple of hours. I should listen to that. And have something planned for Sunday night to take your mind off of Monday morning.
Oh,
that's called sleep.
I thought about that. Well, there's plenty to talk about, so let's hear from the new... friends at the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, three men and a lady here and reporting for duty. Good morning. How are you?
No, I agree with what
it's
Ryan.
Friday.
Yeah, it is. Ryan had a good word, sleep. That's a good thing.
Sleep is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a big fan of sleep.
But I wake up at the regular time, 2:22 on Saturday. And the reason I don't change that is because I like knowing I have the option to go back to sleep.
Right.
I don't want to miss that moment. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah,
but I hate weekends.
You hate weekends? You really do?
I love what I do. Yeah, you know, when I have too much time on my hands, it's Tommy Shaw and Styx. I used to work for them.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm more prone to get into trouble than I am by... Well, it's nice to have a plan, I guess. But...
But do you find it hard to put up your tech, you know, like the computer and the phone?
Yeah, I'm not putting the computer away. Sorry, no.
In my business, you can't. You know,
you're
tied to it.
There's no escaping it.
Yeah.
I've been to your house.
Yes.
You are wired.
It is all around.
It's unreal.
It is true.
His electric bill is like $1,200 a month.
No, it is. What do you guys think? What's a good thing to do on the weekends?
I like Greg said, I like waking up and being able to go back to sleep, but I do not wake up at 2:30 on the weekends. I sleep in to like 7:15,
yeah.
Which is not sleeping in compared to what I used to do.
Right.
Well, I do a lot of my chores during the week so I can enjoy the weekend and go off
yes.
and stuff.
Good
so,
thing.
Like
yeah.
I'll clean and cut my grass during the week and then Saturday and Sunday I'll do something else.
Yeah, I did a lot of that this week, trying to make sure I got everything done before the weekend.
Getting all the laundry done.
So I was trying to make sure, I didn't want to come back to this stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Laundry, all that good stuff.
It's the worst when you come back and the house is a mess.
Yeah.
Yes.
But one of the great things about the hours we work, we're up ahead of the rest of the world. So like Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, I'm doing my grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. I have no competition, and it's a much easier pace. I hate doing something when everybody else is doing the same thing.
And it says plan special events on the weekend, but sometimes I hate to make commitments about the weekend. I want... the weekend to be...
Some options.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you can be flexible.
Right.
Spontaneous.
Anytime.
Right.
Exactly. I know we don't normally stick on subject, so I'm going to completely take us off subject.
Okay.
We heard singing a little bit ago.
Off.
I forgot they can hear us over there. We had a little Friday morning.
Are we spying you guys all the time?
Who was singing?
Yeah.
Who was singing?
That depends. Did it sound good?
Good answer.
Yeah, it did. No, it
I
did.
I think it was Jalea, though. I think Jalea had the music.
If it sounded good, then it was me.
Okay.
If it sounded good, then Andrew, he had a solo.
Bless it.
Out the gospel
exactly.
music.
Yeah.
With Aretha Franklin passing away, we had a gospel breakdown.
I understand.
Nice.
Yeah, I see. Well, we hope you guys have a great weekend, whatever you're doing this weekend.
And we will see you Monday morning.
Yes, hopefully you're getting some me time.
Yes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Well, you guys have a great weekend as well. And to hear more from News Talk 93.1, tune in to News Talk 93.1 through Monday through Friday starting at 6. And there's still more to come.
Oh.
Well, now what? Now what do we do?
Friday's done.
Or as Emily likes to say.
What are we going
to
do now? I wish I was that Emily. I wish I had that energy back. I hope Monday everything's back to normal.
You keep
be
taking
for a
these.
Days and then...
Stop.
You're never going to get anywhere in life.
You know what? It sounds like almost like the chips at on the Emily segment. You know, at the end of the show.
Yeah. We're going to draw pills coming up at 8:50.
Grandma's random box of pills. It's going to get real wild in here.
Yes, you'll be qualified if you've called the show this week, so don't miss out. And we got a Clark's Club membership, a $25 gift card for Tucker Pecan, and the works of Don Duncan 2 weeks from today.
Yep.
The first predictathon. And we are going to do the Auburn game on week number one.
Oh.
Before we head to the good news here.
It's a top 10 game.
What's that?
It's a top 10 opponent. It's, you know what I mean? That's why we're doing the Auburn game. Because it's a top 10.
Oh, no, Rich, I'm aware.
And get that first loss out of the way, and then...
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, you mean when Washington gets the first loss out of the way. I know
I'm wearing your shirt here, okay?
Okay, let's not start, because...
Whoa!
Wow, sorry, Dad.
I'm going to hate Fridays for 16 weeks straight.
No.
Just absolutely hate it.
Someday you got to explain, because you're from Ohio, I'm from Chicago, I used to like the Bears.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame.
When I came to town, all of my buddies were Auburn fans.
Uh-huh.
And then I used to run the Auburn game on the radio, on the board, too, every week. So I naturally became an Auburn fan.
I see. Now that makes perfect sense now.
Rich, none of it matters. None of it matters, regardless of how many weeks you have to sit here in whatever torture you may feel it is.
Yeah.
None of it matters until the Monday after Thanksgiving.
I know.
Good point. All right, we have the cheap and trash.
Can I have some of those, please?
Yeah. We have not one, not two, but three movies opening this weekend and more. And that's just ahead at 6:46.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Very little traffic showing on the big board this morning. A lighter than usual traffic pattern being a Friday and everything. That gives the kids a lot of breathing room out there this morning as they're getting ready to head to school on this Friday. Interstate Systems Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all your major roadways in and around the capital city are all clear. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Life is hilariously cruel.
If you love me, why not share your love handle?
Sounds like fun.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. It's easier to keep the right focus when we don't try to go it alone. Wellsville is a small town in Allegheny County, New York, with a population of 7,089. It's named for Gardner Wells, who back in the 1850s was the only person who didn't show up for the meeting when the residents were naming their town. I'll bet Gardner was careful not to miss any town meetings after that. Well, the Bible says a Christian should be careful not to miss their meetings either. According to Hebrews 10, we should think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of Jesus' return is drawing near. We all can get busy and tired, wrapped up in our own affairs, but meeting with Christian friends regularly can help us regain perspective and give us the courage to try again. It's easier to keep the right focus when we don't try to go it alone, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
What's our story? Well, it's not a very long story yet. We just got married.
I love working with newlyweds. Every next chapter is brand new and exciting.
Newlyweds. I still can't believe it.
And now we're buying a house. What are we doing? Thank goodness for Max, our awesome financial institution.
They had a lot on their minds already. Like I said, everything is so new. So it was my pleasure to talk them through Max's loan information and their best deals on mortgage rates.
It was so simple. Our mortgage originator was so knowledgeable and nice throughout the process.
We like to keep it simple. And Mr. and Mrs. Thomas were a joy to work with. I can't wait to see what their next chapter has in store.
I know. Maybe you could help us with a home improvement loan for a nursery?
Wait. What?
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 410580.
I'm Dimitri Palizas, and I'd like to invite you to come down with us at Mr. Gus's. I'm the son of two Greek immigrants whose dream was to start a new life in America. They did just that by opening two successful restaurants. I followed in their footsteps, and now I have my third successful restaurant in the Montgomery area. It's in my genes to serve my customers fantastic tasting food and provide the best customer service all at reasonable prices. So, the next time you're in the mood for some authentic Greek and Italian dishes, come on into Mr. Gus's on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In theaters, Crazy Rich Asians. Critics say it'll be so blazing hot at the box office, you'll need to put a red star next to it on the menu. Crazy Rich Asians, now play. Mark Wahlberg is a CIA agent in Mile 22. His mission is to rescue a man in grave danger. He's the guy who puts up Christmas decorations at the mall before Labor Day. Mile 22, now showing.
And this one.
Prehistoric man befriends the very first dog in Alpha. It's the story of a man's search for loyalty, a best friend, and most importantly, someone to blame when he passes gas. Alpha, in theaters everywhere.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
Okay, gang, it's time for the Cheap and Trashy. Yeah, we would not insult the legacy of Aretha Franklin by including her in this. That's why we did a separate segment earlier in the show. This is where we put the garbage.
Yes.
Highest paid actress, Scarlett Johansson, $40 million last year. Angelina Jolie, $28 million. But she's taken Brad to court for more money.
What movie was she in last year?
I don't know. She may have produced something or
must have been.
Yeah, she does do that now.
Jennifer Aniston, who gives me a headache, $19 million. She'll never be happy, by the way. Did Amber Heard? I've never heard this before, but did Amber Heard? You know who she's with, right?
No. Yes,
Johnny's Depp.
I got your Heard.
Oh yes. Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she is denying that she took a revenge poop in Johnny Depp's bed.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's a bunch of...
But yeah. I wouldn't hold it against her if she did. From everything I heard of what he did to her.
Yeah. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. I mean how that old saying goes. Fiance, I hope you're listening. Rob Gronkowski just spent some of his football money for the first time. This guy must live a very, not cheap life, he's just frugal. He hasn't spent a penny of his football earnings. He lives off his endorsements. And he finally dipped into those millions of dollars to buy himself a nice gold chain.
Oh, well.
Okay, good.
And Paul Walker's brothers want him to continue to show up in Fast and Furious movies.
How?
Well, the last one, they digitally superimposed him over one of his brothers.
Yeah, but they did that because they had already filmed stuff with him.
No, that just needs to be finished.
In it. And so they were just going to, you know, they're like, okay, we'll just do this and we're good. Yeah, no. Don't.
That's
don't keep
money
hitting.
Talking. That's not
exactly
sense.
What that is.
That's not sensible at all.
Well, ego and money.
Having never watched any of those movies, is he that critical to...
Yeah, he's one of the main characters.
I know that in the beginning, but can it survive without him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it can easily survive without him. there's not much that they could do with him anyway other than what they did in that last one. And that last one was very kind of creepy with how they did it, just because of the the way that the digital thing worked. It was that uncanny valley.
Yeah, there's been talk, there's a day coming, and this could be kind of cool, where they can cast Humphrey Bogart in a film role.
Oh, this is cool stuff. I love it.
And, you know, have the voice, the lines, because that's the level of sophistication that CGI is going to reach.
You're a Steve Martin fan. Did you ever see a movie called Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid?
Yes, and it's an amazing film.
Where he plays up against all the greats, just like you're talking about, including Bogey?
That was a brilliantly conceived movie, and that must have been very tough to shoot.
Because you have to get the lighting right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I haven't watched that in a long time.
I'm going to pull that out.
next time I see that on one of my nostalgia movie channels, I'll DVR it.
Yeah, he said...
I'm writing it down.
Eric just texted, said, I'm always listening.
What a guy.
When he said, I hope you're listening, fiance.
We appreciate your faithfulness to the cause, my friend.
Elwick!
This may be the weekend. If outdoor activity is closed off by the weather, why not use this to be the weekend you get yourself something new with Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. When you see the Jack Ingram name on the back end of a vehicle, first of all, the great thing you can do there is let somebody else pay the depreciation. You know that the value of the car, the sticker price, drops the first time a car is purchased. But they have many pre-owned vehicles with very, very low miles on them at Jack Ingram. Like the one I got a year ago, 2017 Rogue with 1,800 miles. For just a few more dollars a month, I was able to extend that warranty bumper to bumper for 100,000 miles. The car's been a great performer. I've really loved it. I don't think I would be switching to anything else from what I'm enjoying now. It's comfortable. It's quick, too. Good pickup. And gets about 26 mpg in the city, which I also appreciate. Mm-hmm. At Jack Ingram, you can shop by price. Everything from under $5,000 to over $25,000. You can shop by model, because they have something from almost everyone. Lots of Nissans. Lots of great Nissans. We have found that to be an excellent product. So we bought there three times. So I'm not asking you to consider spending your money at a place where I haven't spent my own. See Tip Tames. It's a great shopping experience there. They'll take great care of you. Very professional and very good with follow-up after the purchase. There are 235 Northeastern Bypass, but everything is online at jackingram.com. with dozens of pictures of all available vehicles.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say... Call